He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it, and then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Right, pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So happy to be with you on this Football Tuesday, this Free Agent Tuesday, kicking off here, the 2012 edition of that. And we are going to have a very interesting hour for you. And we are so pleased, he'll be with us in a little bit, but so pleased for the debut of the one and only Hanford Dixon, former Browns standout corner, is going to make his debut as a regular on this show. So you'll get his analysis. Great stuff from Hanford Dixon. We'll talk a lot with him tonight. We're going to discuss, again, the free agency period and what's going on with this Browns team and what are some of the other moves that are happening around the league. NFL Network monitors, it's on our monitors, I should say, in our studio, paying attention to that, along with everything else, again, going on league-wide. So we'll give you guys the latest that's happening, and some big news is happening already. Big trade. Brandon Marshall leaving the Miami Dolphins and ending up with the Chicago Bears. So that's a big move. How does that affect the Peyton Manning sweepstakes? Again, I'm going to get into that with Hanford Dixon. We'll talk about the other teams that are in that derby. We'll talk about Matt Flynn. That's another name that's brought up in the whole free agency discussion so far. Nothing with him league-wide. So we'll get into that as well. And we've got Combine player sound, once again, from the Combine in Indianapolis. Players, of course, met with the media there. Quinton Coples, who is considered the best of the defensive ends in this draft, or certainly among them, from North Carolina. We're going to have some sound from Quinton, and we will listen to some of the highlights of what he has to say. Interesting guy, because there were questions about his effort, about not always, you know, giving it his best when he was on the field, but he certainly did so at the Senior Bowl. Really won people over with his Senior Bowl performance, and I think convinced people about how serious he was at the Senior Bowl about being a good pro, a really good NFL player. So Quinton Coples, we're going to have some sound from him on this show, and you know the drill. If you've listened to us before, we capture the highlights of those interviews and present them to you, and we've gotten some really good feedback. People find that interesting. Okay, your questions to us, and you can submit them in different ways, certainly via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, or by our voicemail line, and that's 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138. You can submit those voicemail messages as this gentleman has.
Hi, Vic. This is Larry Butler from Tampa, Florida. And my question is this. What's the biggest, one of the biggest needs for the Cleveland Browns is receiver. And I feel like, you know, the receiver from Philadelphia, Steve Smith, is available. It's been underused and is a viable player at that position. Do you think the Browns would actually make an attempt to go after him?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because Steve Smith has been an outstanding player, was mostly with the Giants, didn't have quite the same impact with the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of speculation that he could end up back with the Giants, you know, depending on what happens with Mario Manningham there. If that domino falls, there are those who have speculated, I know, in both the Philadelphia and New York media, that Steve Smith could end up being a Giant again. But would he be on the Browns' radar? I mean, again, a wide receiver with some talent, Sure. I think it's somebody to consider. I think they're going to look at a lot of different players. I don't see, and again, we're only 2 hours and, what, 5 minutes into this thing, but, you know, have we seen anything in the way of splash move or big move from any move from the Browns' end with regard to going externally for free agents? No. But what have we seen so far from this team? The moves that were made, roster moves today, they signed, they tendered first offers to wide receiver Jordan Norwood and defensive line Brian Schaefering, exclusive rights tenders. That, of course, means they can't negotiate with anyone else, and their contracts would be their next contracts they would sign would be with the Browns. It's the Browns' intention to retain them and keep them on the squad. It makes sense. Jordan Norwood, a productive guy, played in 14 games last year, started in four. Had 23 receptions for 268 and a touchdown, all career highs for him. You saw what he could do. You saw some special sparks from this guy, and I think he can be a good, solid receiver for this football team. I've got no problem with keeping Jordan Norwood in the fold. And same with Brian Schaefering, a tough, hardworking guy, a good, steady, you know, aggressive player, a tough player, someone you want to have in there in the middle of your defensive line. Keeping him around makes good sense. And John Greco signed to a contract extension. Utility offensive lineman, a good backup guy. It made sense that John Greco, I think, stays, you know, within the fold of the Browns. His versatility, good. He could go to center if you need him there. You know, move him out to a guard spot or wherever you want to put him pretty much on that offensive line. Greco's, I think, has that a capability and ability to, you know, to make an impact if in short order, when needed. And you can't have too much depth on your offensive line. By the way, the team also let go of punter Richmond McGee. You remember that name? Punted for this team in one game. Disastrous thing, that Cincinnati game, and he was hurt as well. He obviously recovered, and he has been released. And so has offensive tackle Tony Pachos, who I think did a yeoman's job at that tackle spot, that right tackle spot, but again, was dealing with injuries most of the time. And I think not really giving this team what it had to have at that position on a steady, consistent basis. So you know offensive tackle is going to be an area that this team will address going forward in the draft and free agency, whatever. Scott via Twitter asks, if you were the Browns, would you have given up three number ones and a second to move up to the Rams spot at number two? I would not have done that move. That's the Redskins trade, and to me it was too much, too generous. We'll see what Hanford Dixon thinks about that as well. But it was too rich for me. I could see a couple I could see the three first-rounders, of course, the first being the exchange of this year's first-rounders, but the net loss of two firsts to make that move. Okay, he's a special, dynamic player. You can feel good about trying to get a guy like that and paying a pretty hefty price. The second this year, to me, was the problem, because then it prevents you from adding a key component offensively, likely a wideout, or perhaps more likely even a offensive tackle. We just talked about Tony Pachos moving on as a piece to the puzzle that helps make that quarterback that you take at the second overall pick, likely to be Robert Griffin III, able to produce for you, able to succeed for you. So, no, I think it was too much. I think what the Redskins gave up was too much, and to that extent, I think the Browns, you know, had to draw a line. And by the way, it was a line that was always going to move, because the Redskins were always going to come back determined to try to make this thing happen and give up whatever it took to get there. Okay, coming up, the debut of a regular on this show from here on out, Hanford Dixon, former standout corner for the Browns, a fun guy, a knowledgeable guy. We are so happy to have him in the fold. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone. This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Want to go a little further between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
On this show to welcome aboard a regular from here on out. He's been on the show before. He's a good friend, and the last time you were here, Hanford, you were it was before the Cincinnati opener because you were one of the honorary co-captains, you and Frank Minifield.
Well, you notice when you said that, I started laughing because, you know, last time I was on, it was Frank and I together. We were on.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah.
We just laugh all the
that
time.
That whole thing was one big laugh.
Well, the two of us, Vic, we can look at each other and start laughing.
Right, right. No, and it was cool to have, Frank was on by phone, you were here in studio, but first of all, welcome.
Well, Vic, thank you. I tell you, what an exciting time right now. You know as well as I do, I mean, it is time right now to try to make some moves or to try to improve the football team.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not one to be impatient because I know those guys, they're, you know, they've done their studying and
right.
They know who they want and they know what's feasible, who to bring in and who not to bring in. So, and you always have a few teams that jump out there in the beginning and make that big splash. But,
yeah.
You know, most teams, they sit around, they wait, and they know what they want. And as you know, each team has about $120.6 million
right.
to spend. And
yep.
That's up this year, about $225,000. So I'm excited about it.
I am, too. I think when we look at what has happened so far, the biggest news, if we can put it on a scale of big to small, the biggest news seems to be the trade that Brandon Marshall leaving the Dolphins, ending up with the Chicago Bears. So that's interesting, getting that guy out of Miami. And I wonder if you're trying to put yourself in the head of a Peyton Manning, Hanford, if that affects how he thinks now, because he's a big weapon, one of the top receivers in this game, is no longer on a team that's interested in him.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that was thinking that way, because when I heard the news too, it was a bit surprising to me, because just like you said, you know, they're covenant right now. They're trying to get Peyton Manning, and obviously they're trying to get him to sign. And Brandon Marshall is an excellent receiver, a great, great target. And, you know, Peyton Manning have to have some weapons to throw to it.
Yeah.
And you trade this guy to the Bears. But, again, you know, all these teams, they sit down, they have their plan, and right now it's time they put it in motion. But I was just as surprised as you, as everyone else, well, especially those fans out there.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals, another team in the running for him, the Denver Broncos. Most of the handicappers, at least in the national media, seem to think it's those two teams, and that maybe the Cardinals have a slight edge because of A, Larry Fitzgerald, talking about weapons, receivers, and B, you're replicating what he's had. It's a dome-to-a-dome situation. Obviously, a great climate outside that dome as well, but it just puts him in a position where maybe he can thrive and do the things he does best. Also, in a division where not that hard to get to the playoffs from the NFC West, as opposed to the AFC North.
Right, and I could tell you this, Vic. Anyone that knows Peyton Manning, they understand and knows that he's a class guy. I mean, he really is. He's the type of guy, he's not going to string this thing along forever. I mean, if you notice, he started visiting the teams before free agency started today at 4 o'clock, and he's a guy that I look for to make a decision and make that decision pretty quick, because he's, again, just like I said, he's not going to string these teams along. He's gonna think about it. He's gonna find out who he want to go to, and I don't think necessarily money is going to play into this thing, because when you look at a guy like Peyton Manning, I mean, he pretty much has all the money that he needs already.
You would think,
you would think anyway. I agree with you, but he's a class guy, and
yeah,
he's gonna make a decision, and I think he's gonna make it fast.
Nashville, the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, also jumping into the fray. Tennessee, of course, being Manning's alma mater, and you know that natural tie is supposedly there, and that maybe that will hold things up, because there was a lot of speculation that maybe a decision would have come sooner, maybe as soon as today, but now a meeting is being scheduled apparently with the Tennessee Titans down in Nashville to allow Manning to talk with them. And I guess their owner Bud Adams has basically said, you know, he would do whatever to try to make sure Manning is a Titan. But I like your point about the money here. So when you're assessing this type of thing, what are you saying? It's also about the meshing with the coaches, the allowing him to be Peyton Manning?
Well, it's got to be the right situation, I mean, for him. And the thing, another key thing that he has going on his side, he has his father.
Yeah.
I mean, his father's been there. I mean, he's, Archie played in the league, a phenomenal quarterback in the NFL, and I'm pretty sure Peyton relies a lot on him, as he does also with his mom, too, but also as a family, because they are he's a great family guy. So, that's going to weigh into it. Obviously, when you look, you go in these teams, first of all, you want to see, what that playbook is, how that playbook fits for Peyton Manning. Or are they going to let him alter that playbook a little bit? But I tell you, when you have a guy like Peyton Manning coming in and he's trying to make a decision on whether or not he's going to play with you, you kind of like open that playbook up for him and say, hey,
sure,
whatever suggestions you have, but we want you here. But he's a phenomenal athlete, and he's going to make whatever team he goes to, he's going to make that team so much better.
From the Browns' standpoint, again, quiet stuff other than what's been done with their own. Putting those tenders on Jordan Norwood, on Brian Schaefering, two logical moves, right? I mean, I don't have any question about either one of those guys.
Well, I don't either, and I've gotten a little bit to know Norwood a little bit. You know, I always kid with him and give him a hard time. I said, man, I could bump and run you right now, but you know as well as I do, I don't want any part of him right now.
Well,
know, because there's no way I could run and catch him.
In the open field, he's I like you in that first 5 yards.
But for anyone that has not had a chance to meet him or get to know him, I mean, he's just a joy to be around. And not only that, he's a great athlete, and he's going to do nothing but get better and better and better. So I agree with those moves. I think it was an excellent move with Norwood and Schaefering. I agree with those. And like I said, those are two guys we want back on this football team.
And with Tony Pachos, it's hard, because he's a guy who is easy to like the guy and the effort, you know, like what he put into it, and know that he was fighting through a lot of stuff injury-wise, Hanford. At some point, though, the body just, you know, you just got to you surrender that. I'm not saying he's surrendering, period, from a career standpoint, but they got about as much as they could out of him.
And I think, and I know everybody here, I know I do, we all wish Tony well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if Tony still wants to play, hopefully he can sign with another team, and hopefully he can play 2, 3, 4 years or whatever, you know, he want to get out of his body. Because
right.
I know with me, in my ninth year, after my ninth season, I tore my quad, and I didn't want to have surgery, and I just didn't want any more. I mean, I was just done. But each player is different. Some guys find it harder to give up than others. And, you know, wish him well if he decides to play, or if you want to play. And if you want to play, we hope that, no, I hope that he catches on with another
sure.
team. But he's a great young man, and again, he played well here while he was here.
Talk about that trade, the trade that, of course, happened last Friday, and the Redskins, or at least it happened before that, but the Redskins and the Rams leaked out, and it became official today at 4 p.m. for the record, if anybody cares. But the Redskins giving up those 3 first-rounders, obviously including this year's exchange of first-rounders, 6th to move to 2nd, and then having their second-round pick this year, so it's 1sts in 13 and 14 to go along with the 2nd this year, to acquire that 2nd and put themselves in position to get, presumably now, Robert Griffin the 3rd. Your thoughts on how much they gave up, and your thoughts on sort of where that leaves the Browns as a team that a lot of people were, you know, drawing that line between the Browns and Griffin the 3rd?
I thought it was a lot. I mean, I've never been one that, as you say, give up the form for any one player. But I thought 3 first-round draft picks was a lot, and I don't think it was only going to take 3 first rounds. I think it was going to take 3 first rounds and maybe a second-round pick also. And
yeah.
that is a lot for a player that hasn't played one down in the NFL. But again, Robert Griffin is a phenomenal athlete. That's what everyone is saying. And Washington, Dan Snyder and his football team thought that was the price that they wanted to pay in
yeah.
order to get him. And you could see they've already made a move to bring in another wide receiver in order
yeah.
to for him to have another weapon to throw to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the end of the world for us. I mean, it's not. I'm pretty sure that we made a move. I'm pretty sure that we made the move that we felt comfortable with, what we were willing to give up to move up to get Robert Griffin, and it just wasn't enough. So what we do is now we just regroup, because there's a lot of good players out there. I mean, we can go. There's a lot of ways we can go right now.
Sure.
I mean, with that
fourth pick.
Yes, it is. I mean, there's a lot of ways we can go, and I, you know, I feel pretty confident that what we're going to do is this is going to be a great draft for us. This is going to be a great draft, because when you look at it, Vic, we are not far away. I mean, we really not. This football team plays hard. They're pretty much in every ball game, and defensively, we've been playing well. We add a couple there, and we increase this offense, get some playmakers over there, and I think it's going to be some exciting football played here this year.
And I'm glad you backed that up with what you said about the types of games that were played, because, again, the cynic, the skeptic will listen to you say we're not that far, and then you immediately go to the fact that four wins to anything seems like a long way to go. But based on how the team played and what can be built upon, you know, I think there's validity to that, because it's what it's I hate to get into quality of losses, because that is a kind of loser speak sort of thing, but you see where the progress could be made.
Well, I could tell you this. You know, I talk all the time to Ozzy. And, you know, Ozzy and I are best friends. I talk to Ozzy sometimes 2-3 times a day. And
I know no one has to know this, but Ozzy Newsome, former Hall of Fame, I mean, he's
right.
a Hall of Fame tight end and the general manager of the Ravens, just for
right.
the one person who might not know
him. And I know one thing about him. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. I mean, he'll tell it just like it is. And
yeah.
I ask him, and man, I'm telling you, he has has the utmost respect for the guys that are running this football team, talking about Horngram and his crew. And one thing he told me, he said, Hanford, he said, what they did for us in Baltimore, and I know this is asking a lot for the people here in Cleveland, the fans, you know, to be patient. He said, in Baltimore, they were patient for us. They let us make our moves, and we constantly built this football team, and you see where we are today. We're a good football team. He said, I see the same thing happening right here in Cleveland with Horngram and Heckert and everybody on that staff. Those guys, I'm telling you,
quite a compliment.
Yeah, those guys, they know what they're doing. They're making the right moves, and they're laying, it's just like building a house. Yeah. They're laying that brick, one brick at a time, and I'm telling you, watch and see. You're going to start, I'm pretty sure, to see the results this season with the Cleveland Browns.
All right, we're just getting started with you. We got much more we can talk about.
Let's do it, partner.
You're for it? All right, good. He is Hanford Dixon, and he's joining us. He will be a regular on this show, and we are just getting started with our conversation, much more of a conversation with Hanford Dixon, former Browns cornerback, coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports is in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, if you love half-price books as much as I do, then you love surprises. But did you know that each store has its own unique assortment? You'll find the most amazing things. Rare books and music finds. You never know what gold lurks there. You just have to check it out. And the helpful staff is glad to show off that special treasure chest anytime. This week, collectibles will be my first stop. Next week, maybe mysteries. But collecting Great Mart savings isn't a mystery. Go to hpb.com, sign up online for the Half Price Books mailing list, and print out your special March discounts on the spot. When you can get a better deal when almost everything's already half price or less all the time, and this is a no-brainer. Hey, of all the lists you could be on, you want to be on this one. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
You can depend on your Honda dealer for great leases and low financing. The really big sales event. Real deals. Big inventory. Now at your Honda dealer. Want to go a little further between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Having twins? Just married?
Is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, we can help. Find an agent near you at REMAX.com.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast.
How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner.
Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850 WKNR and 1540 KNR2 Cleveland.
Very happy that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Vic Carucci with you, alongside Hanford Dixon, former Browns standout corner. He is now a regular on this show, so you'll catch him multiple times a week as we move forward. And Hanford, I wanted to... We talked in the previous segment a lot about the draft. I want to talk a little bit more about free agency now, and particularly that quarterback position. There was a lot of speculation, and has been a lot of speculation, you know, that the Browns would have great interest in Matt Flynn, formerly, of course, of the Green Bay Packers, and how he might be a fit for the Browns. As I look at him, I'm seeing a lot of what reminds me of Colt McCoy. I mean, I see a guy who, and yeah, granted, he had that spectacular final game. No one saw Colt or many other quarterbacks throw 6 touchdowns in one game as he did against Green Bay, but that was one game, and his body of work is pretty limited. But I just, as I look at it, I don't necessarily see a major gap between what he could bring and what the Browns already have.
Well, I could tell you this. You mentioned that 6 touchdowns. That's what's in everybody else's mind, too, sure. Because that 6 touchdowns, let's face it, it's going to bring Matt Flynn a lot of money because he's going to be a big splash. Somebody's going to jump out there and take him in the free agency. Obviously, he has helped himself. You got Peyton Manning, obviously, is the big fish as far as the quarterback. And then behind him, you got Matt Flynn. And then after him, you have some other quarterbacks like Horton and Jason Campbell and some other guys, but I'm not sold on Flynn either. I mean, I am not. I can't believe that you and I have agreed on the first two things together. You know, that's not normally the case there.
Exactly.
So that's why I can't believe.
Interesting start. Going to start clashing.
Well, we know that'll change. I see, like you, a lot of Colt McCoy in him. I just haven't seen enough of him to go and give him the type of money that he is going to demand in the free agency market, and that's what scares me. I mean, I just we need a quarterback. There's no doubt about it, because when you look at the other teams in the AFC North, you're talking about Baltimore, you're talking about the Steelers, you're talking about the Bengals. They all are pretty set at the quarterback position.
Right.
And we are the one team that it's kind of up in the air. We have the big question mark. But I don't know. I agree with you. I don't think Flynn, or I don't know if Flynn is the answer.
Yeah, here's the thing. I understand that, first of all, the quarterback, the thought that this team has to make itself better at that position obviously makes perfect sense, not questioning that whatsoever. The interest in a Robert Griffin III is understandable. Dynamic player who brings a lot of special qualities, unbelievable speed, we know that, real big arm. And he can make dynamic things happen. So to understand why a team, as the Redskins did, or maybe the Browns might have done, would go hog wild for that and give up a lot for that, all makes perfect sense. When I look at Matt Flynn, here's what I like. I like that he's played in a scheme that it agreed with him, very similar to the one that the Browns run, of course. Well coached by Mike McCarthy and staff Joe Philbin, who had been his offensive coordinator, now the head coach of the Dolphins. That too adds up. But after that, you know, what is the special dynamic quality that you will see? And I'm thinking again, is it a better arm? No. I mean, is it the arm that's going to cut, you know, allow that ball to cut through the wicked winds off of Lake Erie?
And we know it is wicked.
Right? And I'm not necessarily seeing that. And I'm also not necessarily saying you can't succeed if you lack the cannon arm, but I just don't know. I guess if I'm going to make that investment and say I've got something better than what I have in Colt McCoy, then I want that to be overwhelming, and it's not overwhelming in my mind with Matt Flynn.
Well, and you know, the big thing, Vic, is this. I mean, getting back to RG3, I mean, we all was just, I just thought the draft was just going to flow. First, second, third, fourth pick. And I thought one of those quarterbacks was going to be there, talking about Luck or talking about RG3. It was just set in my mind. I was just hoping that, I just believed that one of those guys were going to be there. I mean, is there any way that, and I know I'm crazy now, you may hit me in the head with something when I ask you this.
I won't hit you in the head with anything.
Is there any way that Washington could just go crazy on draft day or the other two teams drafting second and third, and RG3 is still there by the time?
Oh my God!
Wouldn't that be nice?
I guess I will hit you now. that would be nice, but I'm not. You've set yourself up certainly with the wild card or the thing that could be crazy is if the Colts decide, right, that they want RG3. And then it's Andrew Luck to the Redskins, but whatever. The other names at the quarterback position, Jason Campbell's name comes up. Been with the Raiders. Kyle Orton, interesting guy. What are your thoughts?
If we're going to go after a quarterback, let's do it through the draft. I mean, all those guys are pretty much veteran guys. I mean,
all right, so Ryan Tannehill's all that's left now.
Well, out of Texas, nice. Well, out of Texas A&M. I mean,
Brandon Wheaton.
Yeah,
Wheaton. He is an interesting guy too, because you've got a player in Brandon Wheaton who 28 years old. But all that, the maturity, the, I mean, he could still, obviously there's going to be some level of adaptation to the NFL, but he's been a pro as a baseball player.
Well, and there are the two guys. I mean, there are the two guys, because when you take off Luck and you take off RG3 off the board, I mean, Wheaton and Tannehill, I mean, those are the two guys that are left. I mean, those are the two guys that that are going to go at whenever the quarterback position goes. So
right.
It's got to be one of those guys, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, we have a couple other holes. You know, we got to fill a gap at wide receiver, whether we take him with the fourth pick or whether we take someone down below. I mean, I know we're going to talk about this, but there's Justin Blackmon right there. There's kid out of Notre Dame.
Michael Floyd, the other receiver.
Michael Floyd, and then there's Wright out of Baylor that RG3 was thrown to. So it's going to be interesting. Now, you know what's funny, Vic? Now, a lot of teams can pick where what's really going to make me excited when Hecker and Holmgren, when those guys pick those lower picks, because that's where you find those diamonds in the rough. That's where you find those guys that come in and that are able to
nine picks overall.
Yes,
you start. That is where you earn your money as a personnel guy. A lot of people, you know, you say, well, almost anyone can pick the early picks because it's like going to chalk. It's like everybody's got those down. But you're right. It's what are you going to do in the lower portion of the draft? I think the drafting has been good these last couple of years. You know, people will lose sight of that because you want to see the progress line of wins to show more of it. But I don't think you'd argue with the starters who've come out on the defensive side the last couple of years. What you're going to argue about is enough dynamic playmakers, not enough of them on offense.
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
And how would you feel if we go and take a guy like Claiborne out of LSU?
Corner.
With that form. Well, you know, I have to throw it out there,
of
being a corner
do.
Now.
That's your wheelhouse.
You know, I know we need offensive, but how would you feel if we made that move?
And I love the way you phrase that. How would you feel? Because from a PR standpoint, people's initial reaction is going to be, oh boy, you know, wait a minute. We need an offense, and they went and got a corner. Except that from a sound football thinking perspective, it would make sense that you've got an outstanding corner, a premium player mm-hmm. that is hard to find, that you're not maybe finding mm-hmm. anywhere else in the draft. So I would swallow really hard and then make the pick and say, I did something good for this football team. I didn't help my offense, all right? I didn't help it there. And then right away hope that the next couple of picks I can hit offensive spots and help myself. But I can't feel bad about the chance to bring in the player that good. Yeah, I guess that's my answer. But I'm not going to tell you it would be easy. And I also would tell you that doing it from looking at it, and this can't be what drives what Tom Hecker does mm-hmm. with Mike Holmgren. They have to stay true to what right. they know, what right. their board says.
Right.
The rest of us, or at least me, from a media standpoint, looking inside out here, I'd say I understand the public saying, really? You got a corner? You know, you didn't make it exciting with a wideout. Where's Justin Blackmon? Where's the fun stuff?
Well, and see those guys talking about Heckert. I mean, I guarantee you, he's got what he calls I know a lot of those, Jim, they have what they call a top 60 players.
Sure.
And it's not easy to make that top 60 players. And all those guys on that list, those guys can come in and they could play, right away. Like sure. I said, it's exciting. I mean, it is exciting.
Just the anxiety of it all, and you know, the free agency today too as well. And I don't know. I'm not sitting here. I'm for the record, what Tom Hecker said, not going crazy in free agency. I don't necessarily means nothing happens in free agency, but I'm bracing for not a lot or not headline names to bowl you over. Mario Williams, a lot of discussion about the defensive end for the Texans, free agent defensive end visiting the Buffalo Bills, which I found interesting, and I know that team pretty well, and it's just interesting that they may be stepping up to do something with him. We'll see. By the way, we were talking corners, and real quick before we move on here, Chase Minifield, the son of your, again, backfield partner in Cleveland from Virginia, talk a little bit about him, and I know you've known him a long, long time. He's a premium guy coming in this.
He really is. I mean, he is. He's a good corner. He's a smart corner. He's a guy that obviously we know his dad, and we know the way his dad played the game, and the way his dad was always prepared for a football game. And Chase is the same way. Very smart, bright kid. A kid that knows and understands how to play corner. Knows how a receiver, depending on where a receiver lines up, what he's trying to do to him. Boy, that would be great if somewhere down the line, if he's available, that we can bring him in into the fold. But I don't know if he's going to be around. I'll tell you a story. Frank called me. This was probably, I would say, about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call from Frank on the phone, and he said, Hanford. I said, yeah, what's going on, Manny? And he said he had Chase on the phone, and he said, I have Chase on the phone, and I want you to talk to him a little bit about playing the corner position, especially the man-and-man bump and run. He said, because he'll listen to you, but I know he won't listen to me. So
that's cool.
Well, I was going to say, I said that to say that isn't it amazing how our kids sometimes they will listen to
Uncle Hanford, not Dad.
Right. But to answer that's your question, right. Vic, he is, there's no doubt in my mind that Chase is going to be a fine corner in the NFL. I look for him to go somewhere late first round, second round pick. Now Frank seems to think he's going to go early first round, but hopefully he does.
This was fun. I hope you enjoyed it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. You and I, we do.
We always
have a good time.
Good chemistry, and we'll just keep this thing rolling. He is Hanford Dixon. He's going to be a regular on this show, so get used to that. The former Browns standout corner, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL. In stores now, and there's the bark. EA Sports is in the game.
It's auto
auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
The 2012 Cleveland Browns. Commitment, confidence, the promise of a plan paying off.
We are driven. We put pressure on ourselves to do the right things to get this thing turned around and going in the right direction.
We have a lot of evaluations to do, and we're going to get the best players we can.
Team up with the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets on sale now at 440-824-3434 or clevelandbrowns.com.
Welcome to Honda's Really Big Sales Event.
I heard you guys have a ton of inventory.
We do. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm in a carpool.
How many passengers do you carry?
We normally have four.
How about the all-new redesigned CR-V? It's the best-selling crossover in America.
I like it. Actually, I forgot about Steve and Julie, so six passengers total.
Well, the Pilot would be a fantastic choice then. It's a 2012 IIHS top safety pick.
It's great, but you know what? I also forgot about Rick and the other Steve, so that makes eight of us.
Multiple Steves. This Odyssey Touring over here holds eight, and it's efficient. That is quite a carpool you have there.
It is a blast. We have sing-alongs.
Ooh, what do you sing? Indulge me.
All right. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought 'twas all in fun. Pop, goes the weasel.
Always a surprise. You know, whatever the opposite of road rage is, you guys have it.
It's called road joy, and yes, we do.
The Really Big Sales Event. Real deals, big inventory. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing on the Pilot and the Odyssey now at your Honda dealer.
Best-selling claim based on Polk U.S. retail registrations, IHS Global Insight Entry, C of E segment, January 2008 through December 2011. See dealer for financing details.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
One, two, three.
Well, we'd like to give you sound from the combine from Indianapolis. And we've done that throughout the last couple of weeks with some of the top players and who've met with the media. So we've done some offensive guys. We're going to shift to the defensive side and bring you arguably the best pass rusher, at least what draft analysts seem to think is the best pass rusher in this draft, best defensive end, from North Carolina, Quentin Couples. And he's a versatile guy. This is the thing. 6'6", 284, can play outside and inside. In 2010, he moved from defensive end to defensive tackle and performed really well in that role. And he talks about his versatility.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I take pride in being versatile. I think that's definitely what has raised my stock and what has let teams know that, you know, I can play inside out. And I take pride in playing any position from the zero to the nine.
And look, he didn't necessarily love the move at first because, again, going from end to tackle was, for him, something he kind of questioned because he was wondering what it meant. You know, did the coach not think he was a good enough defensive end? And it led to further questions about his overall play because he wasn't a guy who, even though he excelled as an end and as a tackle, didn't always play hard on every down. That was a reputation he had, and he addressed that with the media.
Well, you know, I'll keep it honest. It was a situation that my coach asked me to do, was make a change. And, you know, I made that change, and I think I read into a lot of things a little bit more than I should have, instead of, you know, just playing the game that I love. And, you know, it kind of took an effect on my game. But overall, you know, I went to the Senior Bowl, I did some things, and I showed them that I could compete at the highest level. Heard the rumors and all the things that was going on about I didn't play as hard. So, you know, I took it personal, and I had to make a statement for myself and let people know that, you know, I can compete outside of the ACC and all across the country. I mean, I can see where it can look like that on film, but overall, I definitely felt like I did the right job and did the right thing, and just did a little sacrifice for my team and helped my team out, and that was what was important to me at the time.
And Quinton Cumples was asked why it might have looked at times that he wasn't giving his all or his best.
Well, you know, I'm a big guy. You know, I'm long stride, so things of that nature. So, you know, where it may come fast to me in the game, you know, film is slowing down a little bit. So, you know, people had it on the pin. Some people don't even think it was a problem. So, you know, it's different opinions, and you just go for what it is. I've criticized myself, you know, and I sit and look at film, and things don't come off as appealing to me, then I know that other people are going to see it the same way. So, you know, I criticize myself harder than other people can. So I'm definitely prepared for whatever comments or whatever needs to be said about me.
And after all those questions about whether he was giving his best on every down, Quinton Cumples really helped himself with an outstanding Senior Bowl performance in January.
You know, they just said I had a great Senior Bowl. They said I did great. You know, I practiced great. I competed great. And, you know, they was looking forward to me and looking forward to the things that, you know, that's going to happen in the draft. It's always something as far as technique-wise, it's always something to work on. So, you know, just tell them to continue to work on my technique and get better and master it.
Interesting answer that Cumples gives to the question of who he patterns himself. Yeah, after whom he patterns himself. Say that again. Patterns himself in the NFL.
No, I can't say I am. I have a lot of tendencies that other people that's already in the NFL has, but, you know, I'm definitely stepping my stone to actually making my own footprint in the NFL.
Yeah, he wants to basically make it his own identity and not necessarily say, well, he's playing like this guy or like that guy. But here's the interesting thing. The name Julius Peppers, you know that one from North Carolina. You want to talk about big shoes to follow in the National Football League. Cumples was asked about whether he's had any contact, any kind of one-on-one work with Julius Peppers.
I didn't do anything one-on-one with Julius Peppers, but I did watch some of his film, and I did learn a couple of things. He's a great versatile guy. He's a more finesse guy. So some of the finesse things that he did as far as bending on the edge and getting the hands off is some of the things that I took and put into perspective of my game. I'm more of a power guy, so, you know, I kind of converted some of the things that he did and put into my game.
And one of the questions he was asked as well, Quinton Cumples, was whether he had a preference, defensive end in sort of a four-man look or even a three-man type of defense, or playing outside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme.
No, I've definitely been practicing either or scheme as a stand-up or as a 4-3 player. So, you know, I'm definitely prepared for whatever defensive scheme that a team has.
All right, and that was the voice of Quinton Cumples breaking down his game as we look toward what his prospects might be in the draft. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now and more affordable than ever. With tickets starting at $32, you can go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That previous segment was brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports is in the game, and coming up, ask Vic questions. The answers to those questions that you posted via our social media pages. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hi gang, Riz here. Hopefully spring right around the corner, and there's no better time to kick off an exercise program with Jobies. What are Jobies? Well, they're good for you. Not a vitamin. They're all natural nutrition from the goodness of honey. Jobies help me sleep better, give me energy to attack life every day. Call 877-300-5632. Money back guarantee, free shipping. 877-300-5632. That's 877-300-5632. Try your Jobies.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, bull horns, and skate cutting through the ice of Quickalones Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
Don't miss the Monsters St. Patrick's Day celebration on March 16th and 17th. On Friday, the first 5,000 fans will receive Irish rally tulips, courtesy of the Ohio Lottery. Saturday, it's green ice and green jerseys, auctioned off after the game.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
It's the safety of 24/7 roadside assistance. That's my AAA. Already a member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member? Make it your AAA right now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Barry Axelrod here. Thinking about buying a new Sierra truck? We have deals that can save you up to $6,000 this month only. And don't forget, we'll beat anyone's price by $500. Axelrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1979.
Must trade in a 99 or newer Chevy or GMC.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
It's a good day when Led Zeppelin's playing here. Dave Giannitali, our producer. That nice rejoin music. Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour. And Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford. Your questions submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Christopher, via talking about free agency. What about Vincent Jackson? Well, what about him? I think he's a talented receiver. I think there's some real risk with him. I'm not entirely sure when you get Vincent Jackson if you're getting consistency. You're getting some explosive talent in and out, but I don't know about consistency. And again, I'm not necessarily saying I'm against Vincent Jackson arriving here if he did, but I'm just for what it'll probably take to get him in free agency, I got to know I got a consistent guy. Adam via Facebook, why am I reading that the Browns might draft Ryan Tannehill at number 4? I can't really answer the why. It depends, I guess, on what you're reading, Adam. But look, if people speculate that now the Browns would think Tannehill because they aren't going to have a shot at Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III at number 4, that's where I think the logic people are trying to apply to that. I think that's a pretty high spot for a quarterback who's made only 20 college starts, who's coming off of that fractured foot that he suffered while working out in January at the IMG complex in Bradenton, Florida. He's a guy who just shows a lot of that youth on tape, and we'll see what happens, you know, once he gets to the NFL. Can he be a good quarterback? Sure, but I think he's a guy you think about really longer-term development. Chewy via Twitter, I hope the Browns do not go for Matt Flynn. The guy has not proven that he deserves the big money. Well, Chewy, I don't know if you heard the discussion I had with Hanford Dixon earlier. I still see enough limitations with Flynn physically that, you know, it doesn't overwhelm me enough to feel compelled to go out and spend a lot of money on him in the open market. I guess I got to see spectacular talent. I'm not sure I've got that. I think he offers a lot of what you already see in Colt McCoy. And also via Twitter, Ray, the Browns need to seriously look at Brandon Whedon. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Brandon Whedon, 28 years old, solid guy, solid quarterback. That maturity level, I think, can be beneficial, although, you know, you'd still have to develop and learn the NFL game, which would be as new to him as it would be any rookie. Want to thank Hanford Dixon for his great contribution tonight. Want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli, outstanding work today. And, of course, our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale, for all his help. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.